NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, my name is Rosalyn. Rose for short, or Miss Rose if you're nasty. But I'm also a musician by the name of Hybrid Rose. And this is my album, Hypercunt.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
How are you? Still want to go out for brunch? We could do bottomless, ay, ay, ay.
Sorry, girl, not today. I'm not feeling so good.
Oh no, what's up?
Well, it goes something like...
Bloody berries and black coffee. Today I'm feeling sorry for myself. I'm hungover, but that don't mean it's over. Let's go out, take me dancing. I can't believe I'm asking when I literally have nothing to wear.
That was perfect. That was great.
Yes, great.
Okay, well, I guess, yeah, the first question really is just like, how did this album like come about? Like, what made you create, or what inspired the album to come alive?
What a great question. No, so the album sort of happened as like a stroke of magic. It was just like, I didn't plan anything. I was just like, I messaged all of my collaborators and I said, hey, I'm working on this album. And I want it to be super pop because I really want to like dive into that like genre a bit more, because it's something I've always wanted to do and I haven't had the confidence to do it. And like, I don't know. And everyone was keen, and we all just like got together, and like all the songs just have like were made within 2.5 months of just like throwing ideas at each other, and just like things, just everything stuck. There was no dull moment. There was no song that I was like, everything just like strung into gold. It was so wild.
Yeah. And like when I listen to this album, it feels very like fun and flirty. Yeah. Like, would you say that, is it kind of reflecting, you know, the past year or couple years that you've been having? Or is this just the feeling you wanted to have in the album?
Honestly, like it's none of those. It was more that I was the most miserable I've ever been, and I was the most overworked and like, not having a good time. But like the way that I would describe it as like, if it was like a personality or if it had like a character behind it, it's literally just like the most accurate representation to me as a person, to me as the way people perceive me, the way that I see myself, the way others see me. And like, I'm usually a bit more serious or articulate, or just like everything is like an artistic choice. But this was just me like saying, you know, like I want to write a song inspired by Paris Hilton. I wanted to write a song about being a mermaid. I wanted to, you know, like collaborate with this person and make a house beat. I wanted to have a Vogue track. Like, it's just like everything that I've always wanted to just like embody, because it's the most I've been in touch with myself. But yeah, it's been like super cathartic, if I'm being honest.
Was there anyone in particular who like you really either wanted to like encapsulate in this album, or just like really inspired you, or was like an influence, I guess?
I mean, it was more the music I was listening to. Like, I was listening to a lot of Slater and Miss Madeline and Britney Spears, and it was just like a lot of really femme, ultra femme, like pop girlies who were sort of borderline hyper pop. And I just really liked that hyper femininity, and that's something that I portray as a person anyway. Like in my general life, I'm very hyper femme with my looks, with my makeup, with you know, my social media choices. It's just like I'm having a good time.
What was it about pop that you maybe didn't feel so confident to explore like before this album?
Well, this might be slightly political, but that's okay. I'm not sure if you can tell. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. That I am a woman of trans experience. So I, you know, wasn't necessarily born with like the most feminine features, the most feminine like body parts or shapes or sizes or sounds. And I've always been like really put off by my masculine or like a more like deeper voice or a more masculine sounding voice over my music, because it wasn't, the way I sounded didn't represent the way that I felt. And as you know, I've had certain changes to my body, my voice has gotten more softer, more feminine, a little higher, and so I feel more comfortable singing over my music. And that has brought me like so much confidence, because I'm always, even from like a young age, I've been writing sassy, flirty music, but it didn't sound right with like these cute beats, and I was just like, hey, how you going, what's going on, girl? Like, it's just, it's not the vibe.
Yeah, so this time you were like, yes, this is me. This is my album. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, this is the most in touch I feel with like myself and who I see myself as. And that's what I'm really excited to celebrate now.
Oh my gosh, that's so lovely. Like, I'm so happy to obviously hear that. Yes, you're feeling great now, yeah, obviously. And the first song we are talking about from your album is Dial Tone.
What?
So shocked. What?
Dial Tone?
Could you tell me what this song's about?
No, so Dial Tone is giving, that was like, that's the epitome of this album. Like I was saying before, I was in a really bad place. Like, I was just not feeling myself at all. And I was having a really rough week. And I was on the phone with my brother, who I wrote Star of the Sea with. And I said to him, like, you know what, I'm going to make a song sampling the dial-up modem noise. And so I took that sound, that noise, thank goodness it's public domain, and I made a little like boom, 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 like a little cute little drum thing. And then all the percussion started building around it. And then I wrote the song Dial Tone, you know, because it was a dial tone. I wrote it in like an hour. The whole song I wrote in an hour, and then I recorded it it took a couple of hours to record and mix. But it was the fastest song I made, but it perfectly encapsulates everything I experienced over the process of making the album.
And I mean, it's such a good, like, it feels like such a great song to start off with as well, because it's like you're just starting the call of this whole album, like, hello.
Ah, that's a good point. I was just like, you know what? I was really inspired by Slater. It's her Trouble Paradise album. Is, oh my goodness, is giving very that. But like, thank you. That's such a good point. Wow.
Not at my phone. So leave a message when you hear the dial tone. And leave me alone. Not at my phone. So leave a message when you hear the dial tone. And leave me alone. So leave me alone. I am not at my phone. Just trying to get some bone. Then trying to get myself safely home. Not at my phone. I want my satisfaction. And you're being a distraction. Baby boy, that's just not happening. Want you to call
not
me
at my phone.
So leave a message when you hear the dial tone. And leave me alone. Not at my phone.
Not at my phone.
So leave a message when you hear the dial tone.
The dial tone.
And leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
So leave me alone.
I think we're breaking up. My surface is fucked.
Could you stop pretty please and go away with ease?
Okay. Oh wow, we're getting raunchy. I love it. So this was the first song in my entire discography that I didn't produce. My friend actually sent me a beat. I want to say like mid-September, early to mid-September, just as my other project, Shapeshifter, came out. And I remember listening to it on the bus, and it was giving me like Lady Gaga 2008. It was giving very like Britney Spears Blackout. It was just that like combination of the drums and the slimy bass. It was just like, oh, this is so nostalgic. My three inspirations for that song, I wanted to write a song from the perspective of Paris Hilton, which is very prominent in the first line. They call me Paris because I'm the baddest. Like, and then the second one was Filthy Pop by Lady Gaga, which is a demo online. But like when you listen to it, you'll hear where it's coming from. And then, yeah, I want it all by Miss Sharpay Evans. But it's raunchy because, you know, pop music can be raunchy. And I was, you know, in the studio in my cute little bikini because it was hot outside. It was crazy. But I had the bikini on. It was nice and hot. And I was just like, oh, okay, you know, I want you to touch me.
Oh my gosh. So you were literally in your bikini like Sharpay is in the music video. Or in the movie.
Seriously, I had a bikini on. My breastuses were looking nice and plump. I was feeling super girly and wonderful. And I was just like, yes.
Feeling pretty and pink.
Exactly. So seriously. Hi, this is Hybrid Rose, and you're listening to I Want It All.
They call me Paris cause I'm the baddest. If beauty's crazy, then I'm the maddest. This world's a track and my love is blind, and you're just singing from behind. I stole my daddy's Lamborghini, now we're sipping on martinis. The nerve to think you could even touch me. Can't have the cake if you don't have the money. Who do you think you are? Who could let this body go to waste? Who do you think you are? If you're gonna kiss my ass, at least tell me how it tastes. I want it all. I think I really, 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 really want it now. My life's so fabulous, so chic, so rad, so glamorous. I want it all. I think I really, 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 really want it now. I love the coolest parties and European hotties.
I want you
to touch me, love me. Juicy, not couture, I'm talking Gucci. With my girls, Nicole and Lindsay. Looking hot, loves it so bougie. Custom dresses, fashion week. Booked and blessed, feeling bleak. The nerve to think you could even touch me. Can't have the cake if you don't have money. Who do you think you are? Who could let this body go to waste? Who do you think you are? If you're gonna kiss my ass, at least tell me how it tastes. I want it all. I think I really, 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 really want it now. My life's so fabulous, so chic, so rad, so glamorous. I want it all. I think I really, 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 really want it now. I love the coolest parties and European hotties.
I want you
to touch me, love me.
Who do you think you are?
Oh my god, hi again! I didn't think I'd see you here, but you know, this next song is Paris featuring Givenchy. Okay, look, I can only say what I envisioned for the song because I didn't write it. Actually, the feature vocalist and the writer is Givenchy, who just put out an album, Spectacular. And I had this beat from last year I made this like 90s like house beat for another project that ended up, you know, getting scrapped. And I was just like listening to it and I just thought, this needs to have like a Vogue chant or like a Vogue type vocal, or you know, something voguey and like ballroom inspired, because I love ballroom culture. I'm a huge fan, a huge admirer. I've been like, you know, doing voguing lessons by myself privately in my room for the last 6 years. But you know, that's another story for another day. But like, I've always wanted to like channel that because I have such a huge respect for ballroom and you know like their impact on LGBTQIA representation, and especially in New Zealand, because the ballroom scene in New Zealand just pops off all the time. And I'm kind of jealous because I never get to, and I balls don't happen very often in Wellington, and I love balls, all kinds, but like, yeah, I just love, they don't have a lot of them here, and I wish there was more, but you know what, that's fine. Givenchy like brought the house down, because I said to him like, this is what I want the song to be, and he went away, he watched all kinds of like ballroom documentaries, and he said the biggest inspiration was Paris is Burning, the documentary. So he really did his research when writing that song. He came back and I was like, oh my goodness, this is absolutely like, this is spot on. It's perfect. It's amazing. Very, very, very proud. Very, very proud. You go, Jay.
You got 3 strikes against you. It is world. You're gonna have to be stronger than you've ever imagined. So the question is, do you have the nerve? Do you have the nerve? Do you have the nerve? Dress up, we're going to the ball. Dance, Paris Dupree, struck it up, pose like a magazine, it's no Vogue. Chantay, we, Willie Ninja, come through for me, no dance, Paris Dupree. Dance floor, I'm fucking free, no Vogue. Shantae, we no stop, and dance for your life. Mother's arrived, clad in fur, dressed to the nines. From a movie seat, I'm out here living out fantasy. The floor is yours, show me what you got, the time is post. Now come alive, we're gonna dance, I guess I'm dying off the light. Pump it, dip it, spin it, bitch. Turn it up and flip the switch. Serve realness like it's a dish. Paris burning in this bitch. Pump it, dip it, spin it, bitch. Turn it out and flip the switch. Hot like I'm Hollywood shade with an attitude. Rose from the distance, should I pale all my fucking juice. Dance, Paris Dupree. Struck it up, pose like a magazine, it's no Vogue. Shantae, we, winning ninja, come through for me, no dance. Paris Dupree, on the dance floor, I'm fucking free, no Vogue. Shantae, we, no stop, and dance for your life. Now 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 dance for your lions. Paris Dupree, struck it up, pose like a magazine, it's no Vogue. Shantae, we, wedding ninja, come through for me, no dance. Paris Dupree, on the dance floor, I'm fucking free, no Vogue. Shantae, we, no stop.
For me, no dance.
Fantasy is a lovely song inspired by those like sketchy hot singles in your area ads that you see on like websites, because like I said, this whole album was a blur. It was a big like struck of like what just happened type vibes. And I made it so long ago, like I don't even remember, you know, what the certain thought processes behind the songs were, but I do remember at the very end, this was the last song I wrote, and I said, I want to have a song written from the perspective of a online like girlfriend spam bot. You know, those like sometimes you'll see on like a website,
yes,
where it's like, hey baby, how are you? I'm 7 kilometers away. My uncle just left the house, like type vibe. It's really, you know, it was really inspired by that sort of
just
thing.
Like really comfortable, inviting message.
Exactly. Like, quick, your aunt's coming. But but yeah, so that was, yeah, it was just like inspired by that sort of like, I'm a robot. I can sort of, you know, I can transform into the ultimate mirage to feed into your fantasies and to your satisfaction, because I'm not real. I'm not not a catfish, but like I'm not an existing thing because I'm electronic. So I can actually be recoded and reformatted and redesigned into something different. But it also is like a great like, if you're someone, you know, who happens to also be trans, and I did this over the pandemic, but like I sort of put on a more like confident, more sexual, or even like a more empowering version of myself online, where I was wearing all of my cute little outfits and my curves were just looking hella fine, and my face was like, my makeup was just dusted and crazy and I looked amazing. But then like on the flip side, like my hair was always in a bun and I was always wearing baggy clothing, and I just was like, I don't want the world to see, you know, I want the world to see a version of myself that I see myself as, not necessarily the version that I actually show off. And so yeah, that was part of the like where I got the idea of, you know, some of the lyrics was like, a figment of your reality, you'll never get to meet me because I'm a fantasy, you know what I'm saying?
I could be cute, I could be soft, I could be nothing, I could be a lot. You could turn me on, you could turn me off, but I won't self-destruct, cause I'm a microchip.
Bye.
Okay, hold on, let me just, I wish I had some underwater sound effects. Hi, my name is Hybrid Rose, and this is Star of the Sea. I want to do like a bloop, 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 hybrid, bloop, 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 but yeah, it's fine.
I mean, tell me about this song.
So this song is actually like, it's funny because every time I talk about a song, I say, OMG, it's like my favorite. But like this song is really special to me because this was sort of like the conclusion to not only how I was feeling when making the album, but like how I feel after the album, how I'm feeling right now, how I'm feeling, you know, moving forward in life. And basically, I wrote this with my brother. We got really high on Zoom because he's based in Virginia, West Virginia.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. And he's, oh my God, he's just fucking wonderful. But I wrote this with my brother over Zoom because we were having, you know, long talks about things that we're both passionate about, like spirituality and I guess just like music and our messages as musicians and mission statements, whatever. And I've always wanted to write a mermaid song because, you know, I feel like a mermaid at heart because I know I'm like a fire sign, but I just feel really connected to the water and like the ocean. And I'm always at the beach. I'm always at the waterfront. Like I'm always by some type of water, like a surface or, you know, place. And yeah. And so the song itself is just about like being open to love and being like taking away all of the things that like, I guess, scare me as a person, or maybe like other reasons why I hold back, and just like throwing them into the water and like jumping into the water where I like fully reform into like my full like authentic self, which is very like foreshadowing throughout the process of this album, because like I said to you earlier, it's like I didn't feel comfortable being a singer because, you know, I felt like I sounded too masculine or I had a too deep of a voice or whatever. But now that like I don't really care, it just felt like really right to make. And the song itself like was written in a day, and then the instrumental and the production and like everything from like the minute two and onwards was made of like within a few hours of like this massive splurge of just like going ham in the studio. And I just like it turned into a really beautiful song, and you know, it sounds like a demo, and it pretty much is just a demo, but like I didn't want to change it or mix it to perfection because I think there's something very like organic about it still sounding demo-esque. Like you can tell when I start like recording, you can tell when I like stop recording, you can tell where the mixing might have sounded off or whatever. But yeah, that's a very special song in my heart.
Wade in the waters of divine, transcending all through space and time. I'll show thee. The rain comes when the wind blows. After the storm, there's a rainbow. A wheel defenses left me defenseless. I could be a dream. I could be a dream. Shine with me.
dream, star of the sea, enticing to see. I could be your dream, I could be your dream, siren symphony.
Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.